Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with the shadow. When I talk about the shadow, I realize that my own shadow is everything I don't want to be, but I fear that I am. Because I have depression symptoms, it's easy for me to fall in a hole. The voice I hear is, "You're stupid," or "I can't do that," or "I can't compete with others," or "Society doesn't think I have any value." The shadow self also tells me that people don't like me and I'm useless. I ask you now, can you relate to any of these mean thoughts? For many people, the shadow is a terrible companion that they carry every day. Now I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, realize the shadow's connection with fear. I already shared with you that my shadow is everything I really don't want to be, but I really fear that I am. And that is the experience of many people. In fact, if we realize this, we can have empathy for other people, because they also carry that kind of misery. I was in a conversation with a friend, and what came up is that he's afraid of being late for any appointment. Now what's really going on is he's afraid of looking unprofessional and worthless. If anyone arrives late with an appointment with him, he gets really insulted. It's his fear that that person, by their action, is saying he's worthless. So you can see how fear is a big thing in this guy's life. Now, if he doesn't watch out, his fear can make him oversensitive and irritable a lot of the time. But remember, it all starts with his fear that he is worthless. That is his shadow. And now for our second insight. Notice that your shadow can hurt your loved one's shadow. Sometimes when I say something that may not be appropriate, like "I'm stupid," I notice that my husband reacts like he got punched in the gut. It's as if I attack myself and I attack him at the same time. So my shadow of being afraid of being useless triggers him. I know my husband wants to serve and be good to other people. When I attack myself by calling myself stupid, it violates everything he wants to do and how he wants to support me to feel better. So basically, my shadow hurts his shadow. The problem here is many couples have no understanding of this terrible dance between the two shadows. Now it's important to grow in their communication skills so that they don't escalate with each other. And now our third insight. Do ritual to let in the gods. When you're working with your shadow self, it's important to let the gods in because they can guide you into what you need to do to help yourself and maybe to help others around you. So many of us carry so much pain and trauma. In fact, many of us have a shadow that was created by cruelty. From parents that neglected us to vicious young kids who demeaned us as a child. The problem is the shadow stays with you. The answer is to let in the love of the gods. There's an old story. 2 young fish were swimming along. An older fish swam up and asked them, "How's the water today?" The 2 young fish said to each other, "What's water?" "The God's love is the water. It's all around you. But fear and your shadow keep you distracted, so you don't realize the God's love." That's why we witches need ritual. Ritual is important because it's a way of communicating and letting in the gods into our hearts and minds. And the God's light can shine in those dark places where your shadow lurks. As long as those places stay dark, your fears can be magnified. During ritual, make sure you pay attention to the kind of energy you're raising. Is it positive energy? Or maybe not so much. And pay close attention to have a spirit of gratitude as you invite the gods to support you. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, realize the shadow's connection with fear. Number 2, notice your shadow can hurt your loved one's shadow. And number 3, do a ritual to let the gods in. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, goddesshasyourback.com, and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.